If you've ever launched an app or if you're, desperately trying to grow one you already have, you know that feeling. You open the app store and just see this wall of competition. It's honestly paralyzing. I mean, something like 5,000 new apps launch every single day. The stakes have just never been higher. And making your app stand out, it takes more than great code or some clever keywords. It requires a surgical approach to visibility that, let's be honest, few internal teams can actually deliver.
That is the critical insight for 2025. It's a different world now. The complexity of app store optimization, combined with this huge demand for sustained, predictable growth, it just means that trying to manage this stuff in-house is, well, it's often a losing battle. Choosing the right app store optimization agency or ASO agency, it's not just a marketing choice anymore. It's become a genuine competitive advantage. An ex-partner doesn't just, tweak a few keywords. They're building the strategy that fuels your long-term user retention, which, at the end of the day, is the ultimate ranking factor.
And that is exactly why we source the material for this deep dive. We're going to cut through all that technical noise and confusion. Our mission today is to pull out the crucial nuggets on the modern state of ASO, really understand the value of these expert agencies, and then we're going to drill down and compare some of the true industry leaders based on their specialties, their cost, and most importantly, their proven track records. We're doing the heavy lifting for you so you can make a smart, strategic decision.
Okay, let's unpack this. Let's start at the beginning, the foundational question. Because ASO might sound like you're just doing web SEO for a phone, but we know it's radically different. So what exactly is App Store optimization? What makes this mobile environment so unique?
Well, it's similar to SEO in its function, right? You're optimizing to improve visibility and ranking and search results. But the mechanics, the metrics, they're entirely different. We're talking about optimizing for the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. And the main goal, the key goal, is to drive more organic downloads. So users finding you through search or browsing, not paid ads. But the visibility is kind of where that similarity ends, right? Because with a website, you click a link and go to a landing page. The App Store funnel feels so much shorter and it's so incredibly visual.
Precisely. In ASO, success really comes down to two things: discovery and conversion. Discovery is optimizing your metadata, your keywords, your title, your description, so you rank for the right terms. But conversion is making sure that once someone lands on your product page, they immediately tap download. And that step is all about compelling visuals, the screenshots, the little video previews. If your conversion rate is low, all the traffic in the world won't save you.
And what about the algorithms themselves? What is an agency dealing with that an in-house team just struggles to keep up with?
They're managing algorithms that are constantly evolving, and they prioritize very specific quality metrics. Apple's algorithm, for example, often really loves velocity, so how fast you're getting new installs. It also loves quality signals like high ratings and, not crashing. Google Play, on the other hand, since it's part of the bigger Google ecosystem, it tends to rely more on keyword breadth, long-tail searches, and also in-app engagement. An agency has to be an expert in both. They have to understand all those unique levers, focus on engagement, and master the creative side. It's a really specialized, multi-layered thing.
That complexity and just the speed of change is a perfect bridge to our next section. Why trying to do ASO in-house so often fails to scale, and why that agency advantage is so clear in 2025. I mean, why can't a smart, well-funded in-house team just replicate this? They have access to the same basic tools, right?
Right. That's the crux of it. A great internal team can, handle the initial setup, the basic stuff, but they can't match the focus or the sheer breadth of competitive data an agency has. The core problem isn't capability, it's bandwidth and real-time knowledge. These app store algorithms are updated constantly, a lot of the time silently, and new competitors pop up every week.
So the agency is basically saving the client money by just being able to focus 100% on adapting to all that data.
Absolutely. And think about competitive benchmarking. An agency might have dozens of clients across different industries: gaming, health, fintech. They see those subtle little algorithm shifts and what new creative strategies are working immediately. And they can apply that collective learning, that data, in real time. That's information an internal team, who's also managing paid ads and product marketing, just doesn't have access to.
So the better results an agency provides, it really comes down to that institutional cross-client experience, not just a checklist of services.
Exactly. They offer the whole package: keyword tracking, metadata optimization, improving conversion rates through visual A/B testing, and really critical review management. They leverage years of experience to drive install growth fast. And crucially, they're set up to run hundreds of tests at once, distilling that data into action. That's a pace internal teams can almost never sustain.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, it sounds like the top ASO agencies aren't just tactical providers anymore. They're more like strategic partners, integrating ASO into the whole digital plan.
They have to be. The best firms also provide broader mobile marketing solutions. They'll handle things like paid user acquisition and do these deep dives competitor analyses. And they align the organic strategy with the paid strategy for maximum efficiency. So yeah, they look less like an optimization contractor and more like a full-service marketing partner.
Now, when we look at the tools these agencies use, this is where it gets really interesting. And where the cost and specialization become so obvious. We're so far beyond basic spreadsheets now. Are agencies saving clients money just by providing access to tools they couldn't afford on their own?
Oh, without a doubt, a reputable ASO agency comes with this whole specialized toolkit that's a huge investment. We're talking analytics platforms built to track user engagement after the install. Because the app stores, they prioritize retention, not just downloads. They use advanced keyword research tools, sure, but they integrate them with demand modeling to find those high potential terms that maybe have less competition.
And then there's the A/B testing software. I mean, that's so key to the conversion stage. It's not just about swapping one screenshot for another, is it?
Not at all. It's about data and iteration. Agencies use specialized software to test everything. The order of the screenshots, the length of the video, the tone of the description copy, even tiny differences in the app icon design. They need to measure and iterate on visuals really, really quickly because that's where the biggest conversion gains are usually found. And they also use these sophisticated reputation management systems to monitor and respond to user reviews, which is a huge, very visible factor in your ranking.
Okay, so if you, the listener, understand the value here, the next step is actually choosing one. How do you pick the right fit? Because the sources we looked at all emphasize that customized strategies are essential. A one-size-fits-all approach is a massive red flag.
You have to do your due diligence, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We've pulled a sort of checklist from the source material to help guide you. First, review their case studies and client portfolio, and make sure their experience really aligns with your industry and your goals. You know, if they only do big consumer apps, they might struggle with a niche B2B software.
That makes perfect sense. You wouldn't hire a specialist in fantasy gaming apps to manage a fintech security platform.
Exactly. Second, you have to assess their expertise in both iOS and Android. The tactics, the metadata limits, they're really different for each. Third, evaluate their communication and transparency. You need clear, data-backed updates, not just vanity metrics. And finally, you have to make sure they are maniacally current on the latest ASO trends. Their whole value is that up-to-date knowledge. If they're using tactics from 2023, you're already behind.
And if you follow those steps, the right agency will get your app ranking higher, yes, but more importantly, it will help convert those store visitors into loyal long-term users, which is the real goal.
Okay, so let's make this concrete. Let's look at the competitive landscape. We have four really great examples here that show the diversity and specialization, location, and even the rates. And this is essential info for you if you're trying to budget and strategize. We're not just reading a list. We're analyzing four very different approaches to ASO.
Let's start with a firm that I think proves creative is the new frontier of conversion. 7030.studio, they're based in Poltava, Ukraine. They have highly competitive rates, between $25 and $49 an hour. And their specialty is being this creative powerhouse for animated video explainer videos screencasts. So, why prioritize creative over just pure keyword optimization?
Because conversion is the bottleneck. Keywords get you seen, but a great video gets you the download. In a crowded space, a high-impact short video preview just cuts through the noise and shows your value instantly. Their case study for a digital marketing agency is a perfect example. A 2D animation project they did drove website order clicks up by an incredible 29 times and boosted overall visits by 30%. It just shows that when the creative is flawless, your ASO success can explode way past what simple metadata tweaks could ever do.
Okay, wow. Now let's shift gears completely over to strategy and foundational architecture. We've got Digirite out of Salford, England. Their rates are higher, $50 to $99 an hour, with a pretty significant minimum project of $25,000. And they operate less like an optimization firm and more like a digital consultancy with this consult, audit, build strategy.
Right. This approach is all about the foundation. Their framework means they analyze the market, they audit your current app and your code, and then they build the robust, scalable product you need. And why is this so essential for ASO? because ASO in 2025 is obsessed with post-install performance. If your app is clunky or buggy, your retention is going to plummet, which leads to bad reviews and, you guessed it, lower ranking.
So their ASO expertise is baked right into their ability to build a great digital product from the start, making the app inherently rank-worthy.
Precisely. They developed an AI-powered app that improved customer segmentation by 30% and slashed data analysis time by 40%. That efficiency isn't just a tech metric. It translates directly to a smoother, faster, more relevant user experience. Mm. And that improved quality is a huge ranking signal. For a firm like DigiWrite, ASO is basically quality control on the architecture itself.
Okay. Taking it up another level of sophistication, we've got a Monogram Group in Chicago. They're in the upper bracket, $200 to $300 an hour, and they specialize in brand consulting for B2B and private equity firms with over 30 years of experience. This is pure strategic branding. Why is branding so critical to ASO?
Because for enterprise or high-end B2B apps, success isn't just about ranking for best task manager. It's about perceived value, credibility, and trust. When a potential corporate client is looking at a high-cost enterprise app, they're checking that App Store page against the whole brand story. Monogram Group doesn't just optimize keywords, they optimize the reputation signal. Their brand refresh for an executive recruitment firm generated a 40% increase in inbound traffic and conversions. For that level of client, the download button is really a vote of confidence in the brand itself.
All right, finally, let's look at a firm that's focused on budget-conscious, targeted visibility with really clear ROI. Scopic Studios in Marlboro, U.S., their rates are much more accessible, $40 to $50 an hour, with a lower minimum project size. They seem geared toward growing brands that need measurable results without a massive overhaul.
Scopic offers a fantastic model for high-efficiency ASO execution. They specialize in driving install volume through smart keyword targeting and cost management. They ran an ASO campaign for a nutrition calculator app, Recipe IQ. And over 9 months, that campaign delivered a remarkable 143% increase in organic downloads.
Wait, 143% growth in downloads and they cut the cost per acquisition by 40%? That is an incredible ROI for a tighter budget. How do they even manage both sides of that equation?
By using really efficient processes, rigorous data filtering, and targeting what we call long-tail, high-intent keywords that bigger competitors often overlook. They prove that strategic, focused execution targeting the right users who are actually ready to commit can yield massive returns even when the hourly budget is lower.
So when you put these four examples together, the key takeaway is exactly what you said at the start. ASO success is just. It's tied to specialized expertise. Whether you need that high-impact video from 7030.studio, the foundational product development from DigiWrite, deep branding from Monogram Group, or that high ROI execution from Scopic Studios, your choice of partner has to align with your specific weakness.
Absolutely. The main takeaway here is that you have to select the right partner based on your specific needs, whether it's creative, strategic, or budget-focused. That's the only way to get sustainable, measurable growth in this market. It's just move past a generic approach.
And looking ahead, this whole landscape, it's not slowing down. The future of ASO is evolving so quickly. We're looking at a future with even more sophisticated analytics, automated creative optimization, and a much greater emphasis on personalized user experiences right in the store interface.
This is critical. The platforms are moving toward personalized recommendations, which means the old one-description-fits-all strategy is eroding. We're already seeing early versions of AI-driven optimization that can automatically adjust metadata or creative assets based on the individual user who is seeing the store listing.
So what does this all mean?
It means the ability to adapt to that speed of change, to embrace things like AI and personalization, is going to be essential. The core challenge for every app owner is still not just ranking high, but proving those quality signals, retention, engagement, crash-free sessions, that turn visitors into loyal long-term users.
And that leaves us with a final provocative thought for you, the listener, to think about. Considering this rapid rise of AI and the importance of digital product quality, how prepared is your app to move beyond simple keyword stuffing? How ready are you to integrate true strategic thinking like comprehensive branding or a robust digital architecture to secure that long-term success? It's not just about optimization anymore. It's about excellence in every single layer of your product. Thank you for tuning in for this deep dive into ASO in the competitive 2025 landscape. This episode was brought to you with insights provided by Scopic.